This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station. By the way, getting ready to start baseball down here in Florida. And in the next couple of days, the Grapefruit League is wrapped up. Teams are traveling, getting ready for opening day. And it's going to be a great baseball season. It's a full slate this year, full number of games. Now, we're also broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, the security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, don't forget, everybody that's working on the Third Watch, we want to thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, the same way. Gab, the same way. On Parler, it's at the Captain's America. And on Twitter, it's at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, for all the little goodies we got over there. And joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning again.
Good morning.
All righty. Well, you know. Just when you thought you had everything under control, along comes another woman for Andrew Cuomo. What's this make? Number nine. How many is it going to take to get this guy out of there? I mean, is that what they're? That's obviously what they're doing.
Well, I mean, we're at a point where it's a formal political procedure here at this point with the legislature. But at this point, I would say, where is his sense of decency? the burden I would say is on him here at this point.
Of course.
And, he sees nothing wrong with any of this. So I don't know how many other people have to call for his resignation. You got to go, dude, whatever. But he's not going. So
nope.
There's the arrogance of it all.
Yep. And I don't know if anything else is going to happen to this. But, I mean, we have no way of knowing that, but still. It's just...
Well, look, the governor of Virginia survived it all, didn't he?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Mr. Blackface.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. He did. And so did the... Wait a minute. There was a... Was it the lieutenant governor? He was also accused of something.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So there's two of them. They were both Democrats. Oh, well.
So we see the arrogance in politics. And this is what we, I hope some Democrats, some good Democrats out there, remember some of this. You know, I was thinking here a minute ago, when you look at the country and why, in the places where we have just real chaos, confusion, instability, lawlessness, just think about where the cause of all that is. All of it.
Well,
the states, the cities, the policies.
Right. Well, GOP lawmakers have warned against these vaccine passports we heard about, and several governors now are mulling not honoring them if they become a reality. One of them happens to be our Florida governor, Ron DeSantis, who said he's going to take executive action against the vaccine passports probably this week, is what the news article says that I've got.
You know, this is really kind of an interesting discussion. And I know that an awful lot of people are against a vaccine passport. And I think I am too. But I don't know where the term passport really came from.
Europe.
I also don't know how they would necessarily manage this kind of thing.
Yeah.
Where does that data come from?
Mm-hmm.
In order to do the checks and balances to have a passport. Well, it would come from some database that was essentially administered by the state because of where you got your vaccine. And then I'm assuming it goes to the CDC. I do not know that. But, I mean, before we get too terribly excited, I think we may be buying into something that's kind of weird here. So I would just say judge slowly on this one.
Well,
because, you know, you got kids before they go to school, they have to have each year, mm-hmm. depending upon their age group, they have to have vaccines, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
In order for you to travel to certain countries across the world, you have to have certain vaccines, mm-hmm. immunizations.
Correct.
Well, and that little immunization card is not, I mean, I haven't traveled internationally in a while, but it was not part of the passport, but it was like an annex to the passport.
I think it was a yellow card, if I remember right.
So, you know, it's kind of like, what's the difference here? You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
And then is this something that the CDC manages and then other agencies get involved, like Department of Homeland Security, because they're the ones that actually operate travel?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think it's got some implications.
All righty, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back. And by the way, somebody was talking about violation of HIPAA laws yesterday. Frank Salvato and I had a very interesting discussion about that, and they changed the HIPAA law to include COVID because the government wanted to know who had it and where they were.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, this is Brooke from Brooke Talks America, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, thank you very much, Brooke Talks America. She was with us yesterday at Mission Barbecue. A lot of the veterans over there got a chance to meet her, and the Mission Barbecue got a chance to meet her too, so there you go. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Don't forget, Relief Factor is a product that I personally have been taking for about 5.5 years now, and I take it because of the swelling in my left foot and ankle and my leg, as well as the pain that I'm in when that happens. And I take it on a regular basis twice a day, every day. It's got turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it, which not only helps the inflammation, but also goes right straight to the source of the pain to lower or eliminate the pain altogether. Best part, 100% drug-free, and it supports a healthy response to the inflammation and the discomfort that you're in. Don't forget, it also helps to support the healing process, and it's only $19.95 for the three-week quick start, $19.95 for the three-week quick start. After that, if you want to take it, continue to take it, it'll come to you automatically. And if you don't want it, that's fine, too. So, relieffactor.com/captain is the website. Relieffactor.com/captain, the website. Go over there, check it out, try it out, and see if it'll work for you like it did me and tens of thousands of others. Okay, Denise Simon, Founders Coast, back with us. Hello.
Good morning.
We have got Badgammon Bob on the line to ask one of his world-famous questions. So, Badgammon Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Captain. Would we be better off as an isolationist nation, or more of an isolationist nation, withdrawing our military forces in the United States, trying to manufacture everything we can here? Of course, we can buy everything that we need from the rest of the world, but be not so dependent upon other countries and not spreading ourselves so thin around the world. All right, that's it, Captain.
Okay, well, factual point of view here, at one time we were an isolationist country, correct?
Well,
I mean, right after World War II, we went through a manufacturing economic boom, for sure. We were doing an awful lot of manufacturing, whatnot, production here. But not so much anymore, obviously, because of the cost of labor.
Yep.
So, we, at the end of the Trump administration, he was working diligently to get some of the U.S. corporations to bring their manufacturing back to the United States, and there was some good, pretty good movement on that.
Yeah.
But as soon as Biden came into the picture, all of that not only stopped, but a lot of the contracts that were under Trump to have manufacturing here were essentially canceled, and that business went right back to China again.
Mm-hmm.
The U.S. Chamber of Commerce, I would say, is one of the larger culprits. It's certainly not on our side. They're kind of pro-China.
That's correct.
But, I've said many times, and I guess I'll just say one more time, I would, if it were me, I'd be telling Biden, not that it would go anywhere, but to go to these U.S. companies, U.S. corporations that have manufacturing in China and say, you know what, we will give you some other kind of incentives. We need you to move your whatever businesses you can out of China and move them. Not if you can't move them to the United States because of cost, at least move them to Central America, Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador,
mm-hmm.
to help stabilize some of those countries. And at least have that manufacturing in our own hemisphere, and then we wouldn't have as much of an immigration surge as we're having. But that's just me.
Now, didn't we move a lot of the blue jean companies down to Central and South America, and then where did they go? Southeast Asia?
Well, I don't know where Levi does theirs or Wrangler. I used to know, but I'm not current on that. But look, we really have to look at what industries have the largest footprint in China and start challenging them, least of which is Apple. They have a very large footprint there. Intel, you know, a lot of the technology companies do. It's really kind of remarkable to me that we don't produce as much food here as we should. I think that there's more food products that we could be producing here. But then again, you know, whose labor are we using when it comes to agriculture?
Mm-hmm.
So we're a global world, and it's never not going to be where it is, I think. But it's wide open. It's just completely wide open. I mean, when this ship was stuck in the Suez Canal,
yep.
You know, they were talking about toilet paper shortages again.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking to myself, why would that be? I mean, we've got warehousing. We've got Georgia Pacific. We've got these pulp companies that, you know, do the production of toilet paper. Well, most of our pulp that we get for toilet paper is from Brazil.
That's right.
And I'm like, what in the world? So I would be, if I were some of these Republicans, I would be really looking again at this in a hard way and trying to pick up where Trump left, and I'd be challenging this Biden administration in a big way.
Yeah, well, that's all a great thing to do. By the way, we found out yesterday that there's a mixed COVID message being sent. The CDC is warning of impending doom. Their words, exact words, impending doom.
I heard them.
Yeah, and we find out that Pfizer and the Moderna vaccines are 90% effective based on 4,000 first responders and health workers that were given the vaccine, 90% effective. And we're hearing that possibly some of these other vaccines may not be as good. So I don't know who to believe or what's going on. Do you?
Well, you know, when people catch the flu, you get a flu shot. And the flu shot's, what, 40 or 50% effective? We're not shutting down the country for that.
Nope.
And people do die.
Or pneumonia.
Flu,
or pneumonia.
Or did. Well, yeah, so... I don't know. It's
nuts.
Well, it is nuts. You know, you got experts all over the place, and all these experts, everybody's got a different opinion because you can all read the same sentence and come away with a different opinion on what the sentence read. So,
well, is it fair to assume that what's going on the border is intentional? Because it looks to me like they're employing the Cloward-Piven strategy along the border to overload that system so that it can't do anything but fail, and then
it was overloaded long before this. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's just put it that way. Well, I mean, the court system trying to adjudicate the cases for refugees and asylum cases is got a 4 or 5 year backlog.
Yep.
Okay, so it's already overwhelmed. And I would say that the Democrats, the Biden administration, the Biden-Harris administration, are fine with helping countries, Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador, fail. I mean, they're completely failed countries here at this point because they're losing a labor pool. You know, this administration's absolutely fine with that. Think about that for a second. What's happening at that southern border, does it look any different in a lot of cases to all of the migrant camps across the world just, that happened on the Syrian refugee thing?
No.
The answer to that's no.
No.
I mean, how many people across the world are really classified now as migrants? So instead of having all these, you know, G8 and G7s and Davos and all these economic forum meetings with all these world leaders, you know, and talking about climate change, I would be talking about how unstable all of these world leaders have made the world and how many people are displaced from their home countries.
By the way, Corey Lewandowski says that President Trump's social media site will be fully operational in about 3 months. And then yesterday, Donald Trump announced that his new website, 45office.com, is where you can go, submit correspondence to them, schedule requests, and where the press can go to ask for interviews. So 45office.com, the new Trump website.
Yep.
All righty. You have yourself a great day. Enjoy the weather, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
Yep.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there and check out the article she writes when she writes them, and you'll know what she knows before I will. Be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The first ship to pass through the Suez Canal in a week is making its way to a port in Saudi Arabia after a massive container ship was freed from the banks of the canal on Monday. The Ever Given ran aground last Tuesday with strong winds from a sandstorm being blamed for the accident. Officials over the weekend said they were also looking into the possibility of human error contributing to the incident. Nearly 350 ships were delayed because of the jam. Canal officials believe it will take several days to clear the backlog of waiting vessels. President Biden says that most of America will be eligible for a COVID vaccination by the middle of April. The president saying Monday that 90% of adults will be included in state vaccination programs by April 19th. He also announced that the federal vaccination program would be increasing the number of pharmacies that will be able to give vaccines up to 40,000. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and I can tell you the Captain's America Third Watch is honored to have the National Aviation Academy on board. They've been with us now for about 5 years. And they've got two campuses to better serve you, but they're going to tell you in their own words what it is they do before I tell you where the campuses are.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has been in business for over 75 years, and their main campus where they started is here in Clearwater, Florida, but they also have a secondary campus up in Concord, Massachusetts, outside Boston. So, you have a couple of different ways to go here. I always tell you to take the tour. Call them up, and I'll give you the phone number in a minute, and ask to take the tour at the closest place nearest you. Whether or not it's a campus in Concord, Mass, outside Boston, or the one down here in Clearwater, Florida, Tampa Bay area. So here's the number. 800-659-2080. The number again, 800-659-2080. 1-800-480-8080 and ask to take the tour at either the Concord, Massachusetts campus or the Clearwater, Florida campus. And you are going to find out what being a certified aviation maintenance tech is all about. This is a job, ladies and gentlemen, where you can go and get employment anywhere in the world. You're certified to work on aircraft anywhere in the world, and you can get a job anywhere in the world. And I don't know of any other job that allows you to do that, but this one does. So there you go. National Aviation Academy website, NAA.edu. Phone number, 800-659-2080. Call them up and ask to take the tour of either the Concord, Massachusetts campus or the Clearwater, Florida campus. Well, I finally got the ship up and floating. Took it to the wider part of the canal and parked it over on the side where they're going to be checking out the hull and whatnot and making repairs as needed. It kind of looked as if the bow was a little bit low in the water yesterday for whatever reason when I saw them towing the ship to wherever they were going to put it, further up the line in a bigger, wider spot of the water. So we'll see what happens there and how soon that thing gets going again. Now, thousands of Kurdish-led forces with assistance from the U.S.-led coalition launched a military operation Sunday at a sprawling camp in northeast Syria in a new effort to identify and arrest Islamic State militants. They're also there to tamp down escalating killings and violence in the camp being brought forth by ISIS. Now, Major General William Walker, commanding general of the District of Columbia National Guard, was tapped to become the House's first African-American sergeant-at-arms as Congress sorts through the grave security failings revealed by the January 6th attack in the Capitol. Not sure what General Walker is going to be able to do, but we'll wait and see. By the way, more than 3 months after the Defense Department first started administering COVID-19 vaccines to its uniformed members and affiliated civilians, the take rates appear to be rising. The people that are taking the vaccine now instead of turning it down. Now, in war games, China often wins. And U.S. warships and aircraft are kept at bay. But China's growing firepower, its ominous growing firepower, is casting a serious doubt on whether or not the U.S. could actually defend Taiwan. It's getting more fluent there in that part of the world, along with Hong Kong, I might add. We heard a comment about that, talked about that with the professor, senior professor up there in Indiana. And also, U.S. command in Japan so far isn't revealing much about the ongoing extremism training that they've got going on there. Now, they're mostly tight-lipped about what the rank and file are saying, if anything, during the mandatory training sessions on extremism that must be completed by April the 6th. I think they're going to do it. And the U.S. gave their coalition partners in Afghanistan years of free helicopter rides, more than a dozen countries supporting NATO's Afghanistan mission recently received free helicopter rides at the U.S.'s expense, largely because the military didn't ask them to pay back the costs of a ride. Wow. Okay. I give up. What's it cost to ride in a helicopter? B-1s and B-2s are wrapped up a bomber task force deployment on March the 25th, which included several firsts in the Arctic and across Europe. A lot of flights to the northern part of the world, if you will, the northern Arctic area. A lot of activity up there. Russia is up in that area too, remember, which is another reason why we're there. Now, U.S. and Taiwanese officials have signed a Coast Guard cooperation agreement amid fears of Chinese attacks on the island. Again, what is it we're going to do? Nobody's saying. And with China sinking money into emerging technology, the U.S. government and its tech businesses need a new approach to stay ahead on artificial intelligence, microelectronics, and other key military innovations, so says former Georgia CEO Eric Schmidt. Now, China is the master at stealing things. And there's no telling where they got the information that I just told you about. But more than likely, it came from the U.S. More than likely. By the way, did you hear about the Houthis? They're at it again. Launched a salvo of missiles, and they actually hit the King Abdullah's military base in Daman and other military sites in Jaran and Ashir. They said they've targeted the Aramco facilities at Ras Al Tahrir, and they actually came close to hitting the refinery. Now, the Saudis have vowed to respond for the latest attacks, and they probably will. This is all part of the Yemeni civil war that's been going on since 2015. And remember, Yemen is not only split between the Iranian-backed Houthis, but also with elements from ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and other warlords that have stepped into the mix to claim parts of Yemen for themselves. Never say never, right? Never say never. And complete chaos broke out with a terrorist attack by ISIS in Palma, Mozambique. Number of people were killed. Bodies were laying everywhere, literally, when the military showed up to try to put things down. And again, this is ISIS, again, in Africa that did this. And, of course, ISIS has a couple of proxies there, if you will, in Africa. Boko Haram was one of them. All right. Don't go anywhere. We are going to come right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, I will take it away, but right after I tell you about Tea Party Manatee's big anniversary event on April the 13th. I hope you can be there. Now, Tea Party Manatee is one of the oldest and largest Tea Party groups in the country, especially in the state of Florida. Now, I've been involved with them ever since way back in the beginning, and our next guest, Chris Markowski's been there, too. Talked at the meetings and whatnot and the different rallies that they had. Now, on April the 13th, they'll be meeting out back of Mixon's in the pavilion. That's the fenced-in, gardened-in area back there, if you will. And they've got a nice little cover over the top, so you don't need to worry about rain and all that. And we'll have some great food and great speakers and talking about things and just enjoying the evening, if you will. Starts at 6 o'clock. By the way, Sam Sorbo, who happens to be Kevin Sorbo's wife, talk radio host and also an author, Kevin Sorbo, of course, the actor, the movie actor, Hercules. Remember that show? That was him. And this is his wife. She's going to be there. Now, everything will start around 6 o'clock sharp. It'll go for a couple hours till about 8. And I'd like to invite you to come there to Mixon's Fruit Farm The pavilion out behind Mixon's Fruit Farm, very easy to find. So there you go, 6 to 8 p.m. on April the 13th. Now, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. You spent a lot of time there, too, I know.
Yeah, I mean, I remember that. We did the first rally in Lakewood Ranch in 2009, and then we also had rallies after that at Mixon's Fruit Farm. It's, you know, you're talking about this, like you're putting ideas in my head. I may have to fly down for that. You have to send me more information on that one.
I can do that. I'd be more than happy to do that. Okay, good. And again, they're still going strong. I mean, they never let up.
Yeah, I remember exactly what I talked about that first speech. First thing I talked about is I wasn't here to bash Democrats. I was there actually to criticize Republicans and the fact that you know, spending get out of control. And if you remember prior to Barack Obama becoming president, we had all those spending issues with bridges to nowhere in Alaska and all of these things that Republicans were approving. And I guess we're coming full circle because we're back there again, where they're bringing back earmarks. They're looking to line each other's pockets. One of the great things about the Tea Party back when it first started, you remember this as well, is there wasn't any politicians allowed.
Nope.
Didn't allow them in, and they kind of weaseled their way into many of them. So I think that kind of weakened the overall Tea Party movement around the country. But the original premise, and man, oh, man, do we need one today, taxed enough already. It's important. It really is. And the original Tea Party members were constantly ridiculed and made fun of and called a million names on mainstream TV and racist and all of these various different things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's again, it was completely not true. And but I'm glad to see that the one of the original ones there, the Manatee Tea Party, is still going strong.
Yep. Now, 4 weeks ago, Governor Greg Abbott of Texas announced the end of the statewide mask mandate and completely lifted restrictions on businesses, said, okay, here we go, we're open, we're open, open, open. And the usual suspects howled with all the outrage, predicting that the move would drive infections way up and kill Texans by the thousands. Well, since the announcement, the 7-day average of infections has fallen 47%. Deaths are down 37% in just the last 2 weeks, and hospitalizations have fallen 25%.
You know, listen, one real, you know, sad thing about the media is that when they're wrong, they're wrong, but they never admit that they're actually wrong. And, you know, when Texas decided to do this, man, oh, man, everybody out there ridiculing the hell out of Texas, what a disaster this is. From, you know, Fauci on through. And again, you are what your record says you are, as Bill Parcells once said, and Texas record's fantastic.
Now, the economy is booming. The Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas released the results of its March survey of manufacturing businesses, and economists have forecast the survey to show a decline in business conditions in the state, largely because of the expected hangover effects from the February freeze that shut down 83% of Texas. However, that didn't happen. Instead, it's on fire, and it's come back stronger than it was before.
Well, the reopening, you know, trade's a big one. And, you know, despite the fact that they had the, you know, that massive shutdown, again, those factories have got to reopen. They've got to pump out as much as they possibly can, and they play catch up to some degree, which, again, can trigger an enormous amount of economic activity.
Now, Peter Buttigieg, I call him Butthead, he said that the Biden administration is not proposing a gas tax hike. As a matter of fact, there'll be no miles fee to pay for infrastructure. They're not going to raise the taxes at all. Give me a break.
Yeah. Before Pete Buttigieg and his gang, there was a grand desire to collect a lot more money via taxes. I remember, you know, Barack Obama's original Secretary of Energy was a guy by the name of he was a professor out of California. I'm trying to remember his exact name, but he wanted gasoline prices to be commensurate with Europe's, up at around $8-$9
50 cents a gallon. He wanted the tax to be.
Yeah, he really wanted to raise the tax on gasoline and oil. But anyway, you know, you think about this. How else? I mean, if they're going to go to an all electric future, like they keep saying is going to happen. Again, we don't have the infrastructure for that by any stretch of the imagination. We're not even close. I mean, where's all the money going to come to repair the roads, which is supposed to come from the gasoline tax? And it's kind of inevitable that they're going to eventually head towards a mileage type of a situation.
Did we have a hedge fund default yesterday?
It was a hedge fund by a guy that it's called a family office. It was mostly for himself.
Uh-huh.
But again, it was. I talked about it yesterday on my podcast. It's very, very difficult to get your arms around. But again, it had some sort of echoes of the 2008-2009 crisis, even though it wasn't real estate. But it was also synthetic securities that Wall Street was putting together that didn't go in the right way for this guy. And it caused massive, massive sell orders to take place. Many of these big firms had to basically sell off massive positions of stock to avoid all of these margin calls that were coming in. And it had a lot of forced selling that took place in many companies.
By the way, the applause you're about to hear is for the ship in the Suez Canal that got moved out of the way, finally, to a wider part of the channel so that it can now repair the ship so it can go back underway. There's no telling how much money was lost in that little incursion.
Well, I'm sure that they're going to be obviously going to be running morning, noon, and night. Maybe they probably do already, but really kind of pushing ships through because there's a backlog of hundreds waiting
to get through. Well, 350 were sitting out there.
Yeah. Yeah, that are looking to get through. So, you know, they'll probably be getting through there as quickly as they possibly can. And again, you know, it's part of the you know, supply chain management, something that we need to understand and that, quite frankly, we don't do it too well.
Well, wait till you hear this one. They're about to have a shortage of toilet paper again because the balsa wood that they use for the toilet paper comes from Brazil for the most part, and the ships were tied up over there. Headed to the places to manufacture the mills in Europe, and all that balsa wood is sitting on the ships.
Well, it's been about a year since our last toilet paper shortage, so you might as well have another one.
Oh, you got to love it. By the way, our Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is threatening to sue the CDC to get the cruise ship sailing again. Thousands of people out of work.
And he's also wants to eliminate any sort of idea that you force vaccine passports in the
yes,
state of Florida
sir.
As well.
Executive order coming on the using the 10th Amendment.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think that that's pretty interesting as well.
Yep, nullification. Okay, here comes the music in my ear, but we will talk to you tomorrow, and I can't wait to hear what's going on in the market and things today because it's a very, very quick-moving machine going on right now out there.
Without a doubt. Thanks, Captain.
All righty, Chris, and I'll send you that info so you'll have it. All right, I'll be right back with more. And Edwards is coming back right after we come back after all of these messages coming your way at Top of the Hour News.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.